You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Tune in to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris today at 5:15 p.m. for his We Energies Entrepreneurship Tuesday interview with co-founder of Robbins Nest Consulting, Dr. Lacey C. Robbins. I love Dr. Lacey. Dr. Ken will speak about Lacey and her experience in leadership, workplace civility, talent retention, and personal development. Again, that is the We Energies Entrepreneurship Tuesday interview today at 5:15 p.m. on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. This is our second hour. We're going to continue because obviously y'all have a lot of feelings about this.
Yeah.
Marcellus Williams is scheduled for lethal injection execution today at 6 p.m. as many organizations have tried to intervene and prevent his execution, including the NAACP. The Missouri Supreme Court have said no.
Yeah.
As well as the governor has said no.
I think if any execution is done, I think there should be absolutely zero doubt that this person committed the crime. I think that if there's a sliver of a doubt, then you can't take somebody's life and then be like, well, there's a 50-50 chance that he was telling the truth. And I mean, you can't do that, in my opinion. Like, the death penalty, I think it depends on, you know, what side you are on, meaning, are you okay with someone murdering a family member of yours and saying that, okay, well, I forgive them and I'm cool with them just going to jail? Or do you want eye for an eye? But again, I think if you are going to do that as a state, if you're going to execute a human being, there should be without any doubt that this person committed this crime.
And Christina on our Truth Talk and text line, Telly, echoes exactly how you feel. Christina says, unless there is DNA, there is a DNA evidence to support it, I do not feel the death penalty should be allowed based off of a jury finding you guilty. Dan on our Truth Talk and text line, which is 833-212-1017, says Williams' case is a great example of judicial corruption. Mm-hmm. This is who her case was. Okay, so Dan, I need you to give it to me one more again. Please research this case. Williams' DNA isn't even linked to the murder weapon. He has a valid alibi. All the judges and officials refuse to review evidence and continues to dismiss all requests without any review. And that's what we were talking about, Telly, before we took break. Mm-hmm. There's been evidence that showed he was not the source of the DNA on the murder weapon.
Yeah.
Now, in 2017, the governor at the time, which is a different governor now, there's a Republican governor in Missouri, along with the Missouri State Supreme Court, who are saying, no, we are not going to commute. He is going to get lethally injected at 6 o'clock p.m. today. However, in 2017, and I don't know if you know, Telly, I'm not familiar who the governor was of Missouri in 2017, but at that time, stayed Williams' execution hours before he was to have been put to death, after evidence, again, to Dan's point, showed he was not the source of the DNA on the murder weapon.
Mm.
And so this is exactly what we're talking about, because a lot of cases where black men are put on death row, you have pending DNA investigations. Just check this out. How many times have we reported, or have you read the news, Truth Nation, where black men, after serving 20, 30, 40 years, have been released due to advancements in DNA technology to then be found that they actually were innocent? Telly, I know I can think of three just in this year, where black men have been released and then they pay them, what, $1 million? You took 40 years of my life and you want to give me $1 million?
Yeah. And to answer your question, in 2017, I know that I remember this governor, Republican Governor Jay Nixon. And Jay Nixon came from a long line of politicians in the state of Missouri. So, again, none of this is shocking to me. In terms of how they have railroaded Mr. Williams and not even want to give him his fair day in court, because clearly there hasn't been one. And then and they don't want to go back and hear anything. And here's the thing about that. You don't know their connection to the victim. And they may feel like, well, you know, she's not here to say what really happened. And this is the evidence that we are going to pay attention to. And it's our duty to execute this man for doing this, for killing this woman, even though it may not have been him. And there's clear evidence that it wasn't him. But still, you don't know the connection that these politicians have to the victim and their families and things of that nature.
Well, if you're just joining, we are talking about Marcellus Williams, who was initially convicted of first degree murder and sentenced to death in 2003 for the 1998 murder of social worker and news reporter Felicia Gale in the suburbs of St. Louis, Missouri. Now, prosecutors allege that Williams robbed Gale, stabbed her to death, hid her purse and husband's laptop in the back of his car. And his girlfriend, Marcellus's girlfriend, testified that she discovered the damning evidence and that Williams confessed to the murder to her. So, Telly, again, you bring up great points, because it's all about relationships, too, and how those relationships play in the testimonial and overall outcome of the case.
Yeah.
Now, the prosecution also alleged that Williams confessed to his cellmate, Henry Cole, while in jail for unrelated charges, that he did indeed murder this woman. Now, the defense argued that Cole and the girlfriend were felons who were out for the $10,000 reward money. Whatever the case may be, Williams was found guilty and sentenced to die in August of 2017. So he's been on death row since August of 2017 and is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection today in Missouri at 6 p.m. Right now, we've got another caller. You are live with DT and Telly. Good morning, Brucey. What is your question or comment?
I'm appalled at how somebody can look something to look away like this. Is this another form of abortion? Like, how much do we really care about ours? How much do we really care about ours and people? When it comes down to the meat and potatoes of it all, how much will you really tolerate? Now, I don't want to make excuses for people being good Christians or anything, but understand, life throws certain circumstances your way. You can do the best you can with what you have and still get treated like scum. So this is another form of abortion.
You believe that he's being, Brucey, that Marcellus Williams is being treated like scum?
Did he commit the crime?
That's a great question. It obviously has still not been completely determined.
And what state was this in?
Missouri.
Was it a crime? It was misery, huh?
Some people have called it that.
I'm weak.
Yes, some people have called it that. Yeah, Missouri is one of them states you don't really want to get in the system. You really
don't. How much help do you need? How much help do you need?
When you say help, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, say, like, you know, people only did took a certain action because they were allowed, but now there's a little more freedom of choice here. Could you take a joke? If people are willing to sacrifice their kinsmen, could you take a joke?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding the question. Yeah.
But thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you listening and sharing your perspective, Brucey. So Brucey says, you know, Missouri as he said, Missouri. And Telly, we know you have close ties to the state of Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it's not a state that you want to get into their system. Why is that? What has been the history of the justice system in Missouri?
Let's just say it hasn't been favorable for black men. And it's really hard to make it favorable for you. And it's one of those states, unless you have the financial means to get the better lawyers, you're pretty much going to be in trouble. I very rarely have heard people go into the courtroom and have just a public, defender, and they walk out of there with no penalty. Like, you really do have to have money if you get in trouble in the state of Missouri, because they're not going to do anything that's going to help your cause if you are a black man in the judicial system in the state of Missouri. And that's just not something I've heard. I know people that have had to go through that, and it's never been favorable. I have yet to hear a favorable story.
Well, to add to what you just shared, Truth Nation, there is a website, and the website is known as the Innocence Project. And this organization specifically focuses on DNA exonerations in the United States. Now, just in the years of 1989 through 2020, Telly, check this out. 130 DNA exonerees were wrongfully convicted for murders.
Mm.
40, which was 31% of these cases, involved eyewitness misidentifications. And 81, which was 62%, Telly, involved false confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's break this down. You're telling me that, and this is just based on what we know of, 130 DNA exonerees were wrongfully convicted for murders. And which of these resulted in the death penalty? Because, see, the thing about death, there's no coming back. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine being found guilty, Telly, for a crime that you know you did not commit, and not be sentenced to life without parole, but be sentenced to death by lethal injection?
Yeah.
This is a process human beings are managing this process. Do you feel what I'm saying, Telly? It's not as if there is some type of unbiased robot or unbiased machine. These are human beings that are presenting wrong DNA data, which is resulting in the conviction of a significant number of black men. And here's my thing again, 62% of these exonerations involve false confessions.
Yeah. So,
Telly kind of looked like that brother that I think murdered my cousin. So, yeah. Telly, you did it. Yeah. He did it. That's what that boils down to.
Right. And that is so jacked up that someone's life is on the line because of someone that may have a different agenda to make you guilty. It is so crazy.
Truth Nation, 130 DNA exonerations. I'm just going to say it like this. We need to stop the execution of Marcellus Williams if indeed the DNA does not match Marcellus Williams, period.
Yeah.
We need to stop this execution. It is scheduled for today, especially when you can see 130 DNA exonerations that have already occurred in this country. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. When we come back, we're going to get into a special interview. We're going to get into truth swiping, because DT is on assignment tomorrow. I really am telling you. Tomorrow I am on assignment.
Yeah, oh, I know.
I promise I'm on assignment tomorrow. More of that and other things to come. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk and text line. We want to hear from you, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, tune into The Truth this Saturday at 11 a.m. for another episode of More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. It's Carrie Noni. We'll be joined by Angela Lang, the executive director at Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. They will discuss the importance of advocating for reproductive justice and fighting for diverse communities ahead of this 2024 election. Again, that is More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is DT from Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. I am so excited to have the pleasure of this incredible special guest that we have. Now, over the past 4 years, we here at The Truth have amplified a much needed and necessary focus on our health and wellness. And this incredible human, LaToya Beasley. And when I tell y'all she is a rock star, she is a professional in the behavioral health industry. She is well-versed in the healthcare industry, so much to where at one point in her career, she was invited to attend the State of the Union address by her very own First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden. LaToya Beasley, good morning, and thank you so much for joining Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am better now that I'm hearing your voice, because LaToya, I have taken a newfound interest in this thing called life as it relates to my health and wellness. And so I know you're very busy, and we want to take advantage of the time that we have with you and your expertise. Reproductive issues have been at the forefront of women's rights, especially with RV Wade being overturned by the Supreme Court. And this is not a political conversation. What I would like to ask, though, because you've been featured in so many major publications, including People Magazine, focusing on your IVF journey, the recent rulings in Alabama that have negatively impacted not only you, but millions of women in this country. And so, LaToya, the first question I want to ask you is, why is reproductive issues in terms of the awareness and how women are being impacted so important to understand?
I think that it's important because, you know, when Roe v. Wade was overturned, the one thing that most people thought about was abortion care. And I learned firsthand anyway, that it wasn't just about abortion care that was on the line. Like the entire spectrum of reproductive health care was on the line. And so what that mean was, you know, IVF became under attack. Access to contraceptions became under attack. Literally, the government was wanting to be in your doctor room with you. So I think that's why it's just so important that we know what's going on, and that we're informed, and that we show up in November to the polls.
You are listening to LaToya Beasley, whose IVF clinic was closed due to the Alabama Supreme Court's ruling that froze embryos are now legally considered children. Now, LaToya, who is joining us live here, is sharing her IVF story, as well as encouraging people to increase their awareness regarding women's reproductive rights, as well as understanding the power of voting to protect women's reproductive rights. So in terms of the IVF, or what is also known as the vitro fertilization, can you give us some more information in terms of what this is and why it's so important for many women to have access to these types of reproductive rights?
So, you know, IVF for my family, it wasn't just a medical intervention that we needed. It was literally hope for us. It was the only hope that we had to grow our family, to have the family that we dreamed of. So IVF was just so important for us. Just fertility care in general was important for us. And, you know, when my embryo transfer was canceled, I felt like my world had turned upside down. I had been, you know, undergoing for months. I had, you know, I was waiting for the go. And, you know, when you're dealing with infertility, every month feels like an eternity almost. You know, you're watching everybody else's world go just pass you by while everyone is, you know, excited about pregnancies, and you're just sitting there waiting for your moment. And so when my, you know, waiting for the go-ahead, the clearance to transfer our embryo, that was all we had in mind. And, you know, to be told that everything looks great, everything is good, however, we can't move forward because of a ruling, I felt like, you know, my world had been turned upside down. Like, what was all of this for? Not only was it taxing mentally and physically, we paid lots of money to move forward. So
LaToya, you talk about the impact that it had on not just you, but also your family, because obviously most women that are seeking IVF treatment are looking to expand, as most, you know, married couples would consider. Can you walk us through that day on February 16th, where the Alabama Supreme Court had ruled that frozen embryos are legally considered children? And this then resulted in the closure of the IVF clinic, which was part of the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Can you walk us through that day when the vote was made in Alabama, the clinic shut down? How did that impact you and your family?
Yep, I sure can. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was, you know, a regular day. I was going to the clinic by myself on this day in particular, because we thought, you know, all what's going to happen was I was going to do lab work. They were going to check my endometrial lining just to make sure everything was okay. And I could tell immediately when my doctor walked in, you know, she just kind of had this look on her face. She wasn't her typical jovial self. And she said, you know, you may want to get Lamar on the phone. That's my husband. And so I gave him a call, and she explained, you know, I'm sure you're aware of the ruling. And, you know, as of today, we're moving forward, but we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We may not be able to proceed with your procedure. So, of course, you know, my husband, when I got off the phone with him, he's like, I think, doctor, you know, so-and-so, I think she's just being extra. I don't think we have anything to worry about. We're already on medicine. Your shots are coming in tomorrow. Like, don't worry. And I knew immediately. I'm like, nope, not sure about that. You know, at that time, I think by the time we had that conversation, I think UAB had shut down. And so I said, well, you know, they're the largest. And, you know, typically when the largest shuts down, in terms of clinics, when they shut down, you know, everybody else will follow suit. So, you know, I think he probably knew also, that he just wanted to protect me as much as he could. But the very next day I received that phone call that, you know, yeah, you can't move forward with your procedure. And like I said, my world just kind of turned upside down. You know, in that moment, it's very hard to look to the future. You can only see right then and there. And so, of course, you know, I was shocked, stunned, and it just hurt.
You are listening to LaToya Beasley, who was supposed to undergo an embryo transfer at her clinic, Alabama Fertility, in hopes of having her and her husband having their second child through in vitro fertilization, also known as IVF. And her husband's plans were completely changed, canceled after the state of Alabama's Supreme Court ruling halted IVF for many in the state. She was invited by First Lady Dr. Jill Biden as part of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address earlier this year. Now, one of the things that many of us are trying to understand further, because there's a difference. You have, as part of this overturning of Roe versus Wade, many people just automatically assume this is tied to abortion alone. But this is not just impacting the abortion process for women, but again, based on what you and your husband experienced, this halted the ability for you and your husband to expand your family. What are some other misconceptions or other things that we should be more aware of as we are learning more and hearing more and reading more regarding reproductive restrictions and issues in our community as well as in our country?
You know, in terms of abortion care, you know, doctors are being threatened with jail time just for for providing health care to women. It's looking at restricting access to contraception and monitoring a woman's pregnancy in all 50 states. So, you know, it's not just, like I said, it's not just about abortion care. This is literally having politicians in your doctor's exam room with you. No one wants that.
Not at all. Not at all. And again, LaToya, we cannot thank you enough. It has been such a pleasure having this conversation with you. And I know that you are traveling all over the country, sharing your story, whether it's at the President's State of the Union address through invitations from Dr. Jill Biden, whether it's just going to different institutions of higher learning across the state of Alabama, as well as in this country. What are some things, like, can you leave us with some things that, again, we can do as American citizens, as Americans that want to grow their family or just learn more about reproductive rights for women? Give us some things in terms of what we could do next.
One, we have to show up at the polls in November. You know, we heard Donald Trump say at the state, at the debate that he was a leader in IVF and, you know, he was all for it. But then we saw what happened this past week. We saw that the Senate ruled against it. And so I think that right there let us know, like, you know, don't fall for the shenanigans. You know, we know what's going to happen when, if he gets back into office, we know that that women's reproductive health care is on the line. So we have to show up. I think that's the number one thing right now, is just showing up. That's the bottom line. We have to defeat Donald Trump in November because he is going to attack reproductive health care.
There you have it. LaToya Beasley, clinical supervisor, business administrator of behavioral health clinician. She is based out of Birmingham, Alabama. And as she mentioned, vote. Register to vote, go vote, start a conversation, learn more, get the information that you need from experts such as LaToya. Again, LaToya Beasley, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and your expertise, and we wish you and your husband and your family the best remaining 2024.
Thank you so much, GT. I appreciate it. You have a good one.
Thank you so much. Well, there you have it. That's what we're going to keep doing here on The Truth, is giving you access that you deserve and exposure to experts, to people who are being not only doing the work, but being impacted by the work. So stay locked in. More to come. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to 5 Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member, FDIC.
We've been talking about Marcellus Williams, who will be executed via lethal injection after being convicted in 2001 for murdering a social worker and news reporter. Now, during the break, I was asking Telly, like, what is the process of the lethal injection? Now, for the purpose of the listeners who may be triggered or who just don't have the capacity to even understand or hear about what that is like, all I'm going to ask is that all the pro-lifers out there listening, pro-life, 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 please recalibrate or calibrate the process of lethal injection in this country. And again, lethal injection is where the convicted felon is injected with one or more drugs that ultimately shuts down the heart. And that's when the time of death is called upon the arrest of the cardiac abilities. But just like one of our listeners on the Truth Talking text line said, pro-lifers, where you at? Mm-hmm. It's not just the fetus that is part of the life.
Right.
Oh, I'm just asking, where y'all at?
Yeah. Yeah, because it is definitely one of the more inhumane ways to experience death. And but yeah, it is such a you know, unfortunate thing. And in case you're just tuning in, we've been discussing all morning, DT, a Missouri death row inmate by the name of Marcellus Williams, who is set to be executed tonight in the Bonterre Federal Prison in Missouri at 6 o'clock Central Time tonight. And this has been after a Supreme Court and the governor refused to intervene. And but as we, you know, discovered and talked about so far today, DT, that we know that at this point, President Biden really is the only one that could halt this execution or at least grant a temporary stay. So, you know, time is ticking and we'll see what happens.
And in addition to seeing what happens, we here at The Truth are going to make sure that we provide as much information. Earlier, we interviewed a lady who was invited by Dr. Jill Biden during President Biden's most recent State of the Union address regarding IVF and reproductive issues. This Friday, we're going to have the president of Planned Parenthood, Alexis McGill, join Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. And as Black Conscious stated on the Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017, where are all the so-called pro-lifers? And, you know, we've talked about this before, Telly. I got on my soapbox and I was like, pro-life? So it's just pro-life regarding the fetus? And as I said before, what about Ahmaud Arbery? What about Breonna Taylor? Devontae Mitchell? And now we've got Marcellus Williams, whose legal team has presented DNA evidence that proves that he was not tied to the weapon that was presented as what caused this lady to be murdered. And again, if there is any, to your point, Telly, reasonable doubt that the accuracy of the DNA, or more so the people that conducted the DNA testing, is not 100%, this brother does not deserve to be lethally injected and executed tonight at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Period.
That just, to me, like, you got to look at, like, what's, like, what are we talking about here? If, like, there are other things in life that you are 100% sure of that you're still hesitant about, but you still may do it. But we're talking about somebody's life, and you're not 100% sure that this person committed this crime, and you're just willing to go through with it, even with that doubt. Like, that, to me, that just, it's like, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
And remember, there have been already 130 DNA exonerations based on what you just described, Telly. 130. So more to come. President Biden, if you're listening,
man,
it's not too late. You can commute this sentencing where Marcellus Williams is scheduled to be lethally injected in the state of Missouri at 6 p.m. And we will definitely keep you updated as any breaking news or interventions or to this Black man's sentencing takes place. Right now, Telly, are you ready to get into some truth swiping? You know I'm on assignment tomorrow. Shout out to the African American Chamber of Commerce of Wisconsin. They're having their Breakfast of Champions tomorrow. Keynote speaker Cheryl Swoops,
ooh,
honoring Judge Derek Mosley, yours truly will be the MC. So that's why I will be on assignment tomorrow.
So as the MC, do you get a plus one? I mean, I'd like to go to the Breakfast of Champions.
Telly, you know I got you.
Yeah, but
just pull up.
Well, it's actually happening during the same time our show is on, right?
I was going to say, who's going to hold the fort down?
Right. I was going to say, I don't know if I can pull up. But
well, let's see if Eastside Corey could give us some suggestions on how we could get you there. Eastside Corey, you are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, you two. How are you doing? I don't know why I feel a little hungover this morning. I think it's trying to get readjusted to the darkness again, you know. What was the question on the table?
How you gonna call us?
Good morning. Good morning.
You gotta love people. That's
That's like calling you and be like, "Hey, who is this?"
Right?
It's like, "Fool, you call me."
You call me.
Oh, I did. That's right. I forgot.
Eastside Corey, I tell you what, hang up. And then call back with your question or comment. Because you ain't about to call in and ask me to tell you what the question was.
Up and try it again. You know, sometimes you got to go back to sleep and wake up and try it again. Eastside Corey.
Right,
yeah, try
Corey.
That again.
He said, what was the question again? I'm weak, Telly. I'm weak. He called it. First of all, he called it. He was like, yeah, you know, I'm a little hungover. What was the question again? Ricky, please. In the name of B.B. King, put that in one of our greatest moments of all time on this show. You cannot make this up. You got to love black people. You got to love us.
I'm gonna call
you. He was like, yeah, man, you know, I just woke up trying to get adjusted to this dark. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little hungover. What was the question again? What?
I call you and be like, who is this?
Man.
Like, fool, you call me.
You call me. Who is this? Gotta love us, man. Can't make this up. All right, we're going to get to some true swipe. But Telly, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready, Telly?
After that little diversion,
all right, let's
I'm
get
definitely
to this.
Ready now.
I will say, Eastside Corey, thank you for that good laugh, because you got my abs ready for this morning. All right, here we go. The Notorious B.I.G. Timberland collection is to be released late September. So y'all know we love some Timberlands, especially shout out to all the brothers and sisters on the East Coast. Timberland is collaborating, the shoe company, with the estate of Christopher Wallace to commemorate the 30th anniversary of Notorious B.I.G.'s debut album, Ready to Die. The collection will feature two special colorways of the iconic Timberland boot, complete with Biggie-inspired details, including an insignia and hang tags nodding to the classic album cover. The limited edition boots will be available starting September 27th, retailing at $210 for adults and $120 for grade school sizes. Right or left, Terry?
This is a conditional right, because only on the condition that the most of the profits and proceeds go towards Biggie's mom. Mm-hmm. I don't think that
she needs that.
You
money.
Know, any money should go to his former record label or any other connections. I think that if they're going to commemorate the 30th year, you know, whatever, I think that it definitely should. I mean, Biggie's mom should get some sort of monetary, you know, some compensation. So it's a conditional swipe right.
All right. Well, Miss Wallace, I hope you get all the proceeds. I actually might look into getting a pair.
You might.
You know, I mean, come on now. It's commemorative.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the Notorious B.I.G., Kim Porter, former girlfriend, never wife of Sean Diddy Combs, mother of six or seven kids? Chris Combs and the twins.
Yeah. He has six, I think.
Released a posthumous memoir titled Kim's Lost Words, A Journey for Justice from the Other Side, has surged to the top of Amazon's Western U.S. biographies list, following the rest of her former partner, Sean Diddy Combs, on sex trafficking charges. The 60-page book, that's not a bad book, I can read 60 pages, brought to life by producer Chris Todd under the pseudonym Jamal T. Millwood, is said to contain revelations Porter stored on a flash drive before her 2018 death. Todd claims he feels safer releasing the information now that Combs is detained though the situation remains dangerous. And just so you know, Telly, I'll be sure, he posted an excerpt from this memoir that specifically talked about, let's just say, you think the baby oil was freaky and terrible? Read the excerpt that Kim Porter wrote about I'll be sure and Diddy. And I'll be sure posted it on his social media platforms yesterday.
Wow.
From the book.
Man, I think that, I mean, honestly, I'm going to have to swipe left because I think the story is only going to get worse. And the people that are going to be affected the most are these kids, Diddy's kids. And yes. I mean, like, come on, you... Like, your mother passed away at a very young age, in her early 40s, and now you are hearing some of the things that your dad allegedly has done that contributed to her death. I mean, as a kid, you don't want to hear that. I'm swiping left because it's just going to be so unfortunate, like all the stuff that's going to come out. Because again, as I've said before, the government they're not just going to expose all their evidence at once. So we just got probably the tip of the iceberg. So it's unfortunate for those kids. I'm swiping left.
I completely agree, Telly. I'm swiping left with you. And I'm just going to ask the Most High to continue to cover all the kids of not just Diddy and Kim Porter, but Diddy in general. In other news, Sha'Carri Richardson's former high school names a track after her. Olympian Sha'Carri Richardson received a hero's welcome at her high school alma mater, Dallas Carter, on September 20th, as new signage bearing her name was unveiled at the school's track complex. The track at Kincaid Stadium, part of Dallas Carter's Jesse Owens Athletic Complex, now displays Richardson's name in bright white lettering and includes a plaque honoring her accomplishments. During the ceremony, Richardson expressed her pride in representing Dallas, emphasizing the strong connection she feels to her hometown and the responsibility to continue making her community proud. I didn't know she was from here.
Man.
I mean, from Dallas?
Look, I didn't know that either. And she went to Carter. Carter is a very, very famous school for many reasons. But I'm swiping right. If I had two more hands, I would swipe right, two more times. Because anytime your name, someone bears your name for a stadium or a track or something, that's forever. That track ain't going nowhere. They can rebuild it, but that name is still going to be there forever. And anytime you could be, if you're a track athlete and you associated with Jesse Owens, yeah, sign me up. That is so cool.
That's a big one.
That's so cool for Sha'Carri and well-deserved. Well-deserved.
I completely agree. Very well-deserved. When we come back, we're going to wrap our show up today, Truth Nation, with our Truth of the Matter. But don't you change that channel. Don't you click out of that app, because you've got 9 more hours of live, not syndicated, but live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, thank you so much for tuning in. As we mentioned before, we received so much input and engagement, and this is where it matters. This is where we're going to give you the truth. We want to hear your truth. We were talking about the lethal injection conviction of Marcellus Williams, which will take place today at 6 p.m. in the state of Missouri, unless someone intervenes, including President Joe Biden. My truth of the matter is this: the number of black defendants executed for killing a white victim remains the second highest percentage of all racial combinations. As of January of 2022, 297 black people have been executed for killing a white victim, making up 19.29% of executions. The number of black defendants executed for killing a black victim is lower than the number of black defendants executed for killing a white victim. And executions of white defendants for killing black victims? Yeah, just 21 white people have been executed for killing a black victim, making up only 1.3% of all executions. That's the data. You process it however you want to process it, but that is my truth of the matter.
Yeah, yeah. And those stats, I mean, they speak volumes. And I'll just piggyback off of those stats. And because we know exactly what we are up against when you are a black man pleading and trying to prove your innocence, and the clock is ticking. It's just a very unfortunate situation. But hopefully we all know that there's a higher power that can intervene at the very last second. And so I would say just be prayerful that justice is served. And if this is an injustice, let's just pray that it is not followed through. That is my truth of the matter.
Thank you so much, Telly, for that. I completely underscore everything that you said. Truth Nation, thank you so much again for tuning in. Up next, you've got Sherwin Hughes and 9 more hours of live consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. As mentioned, I'm on assignment tomorrow, but Telly is going to hold the fort down as always.
Yes, yes,
yes. Make it a great day. Yes, Telly. But, you know, you can pull up if you want to, because I won't be mad. It's going to be between me and you. I won't tell nobody.
You know what?
All right,
I'm
y'all.
Trying to work something out here.
I'm just saying. Just, you know, holler at your girl. We can make it work.
All right,
y'all. Stay locked in. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. We love you. And Lord willing, Telly will hear and see you tomorrow. I'm back at the studio in Milwaukee on Thursday. Have a great day.
Peace out.